Okay, don't have much on the injuries. Donnie Avery is out, as is Chris Owens. They'll both be listed as out. Eric practiced today, went through, and he's feeling better every day here. And we're just going to list him as questionable. We'll see how he does. Junior Hemingway practiced today and feeling pretty good. So, again, we'll just see how he does next couple of days. We look forward to the opportunity to play in the Rams. So the guys have had a good week of practice. They've worked hard and to learn what the Rams are doing, and they do quite a little bit of stuff on both sides of the ball and special teams. So they've had to focus in on all that, and I think they've done a good job of that. Time's yours.
How's Eric Berry looked at practice this week?
You know what? He actually looks pretty good, and he feels pretty good. So we'll just see how the next couple of days go. I don't want to say one way or another. I mean, that's why we're listening there. So we'll just see how he see how it all works out for him.
A guy like Berry, if you make him active, is he a guy that's going to definitely play or start? Or just
well, you yeah. If you, listen, you count on that, yeah, from play.
What do you do when he comes back into the mix? Does that mean Parker sit and start
lineup? Ah, we'll see. We have a couple combinations that we're working, big fella. God got it. I can't give you all that, but there's some.
I mean, is it
I've got to have a couple things up my sleeve.
You got plenty
up
your sleeve.
No, not much.
Well, first of all, I mean, is Parker playing well enough that you at least have to kind of think about finding ways?
He's playing well. Yeah, he's doing a nice job. He really is, yeah. So we'll slight you on that part. He's playing well.
How long are you guys going to make Stevenson pay a penance for the timing and nature of the suspension? How long are you going to make Donald pay a penance for the timing?
That's not what we're doing. He's gotten back in the swing. We've eased him in a couple situations here. So,
okay.
That's not what's going on. The problem when you leave, other guys step in and have a chance to play, and they're playing well. So, I mean, that's kind of where we're at.
Is it especially on the line, the cohesiveness that you seek so much there that when you kind of get some, you don't want to mess with
them. Yeah, you want to make sure that's they're all dancing the same dance, and if they're dancing the same dance right now, then kind of keep it that way. Donald, he understands how it works, so again, we mix them in there different places. So
are you at the point where you think he's in football shape now?
Yeah, I think he's about there. Yeah, he's about there.
So he's probably sounding like he might actually get some work this week as a swing guy now.
Oh, we'll see. Yeah, you're asking like tough questions. I can't give you those.
Well, I gotta ask.
Yeah, you can ask. That's all right.
Here's the non-tough. You mentioned Jeff Fisher today. Did you have any recognition or knowledge of Jeff Fisher when you were going to Marshall High School and playing high school football?
Well, yeah, because you kind of knew that area and the players, the good players in particular, and he was one of the good ones. So he was out in the valley, a little bit further out in the valley from where I was, but you kind of knew who the good players were.
This is another week, obviously, with Jamal Fleming and Philip Gaines getting a start again.
Yeah, that's probably so. Yeah. They they both played well, so they deserve that.
Are you guys seeing Hudson finish blocks in a way he wasn't last year? I mean, he looks like
he's... Yeah, listen, I think Rodney's always done that, though. I think Rodney's a good football player. And so that's how he's... he's playing the way he's played, and he's an aggressive guy, and he can run, get downfield, do some things. That's where most of his finishes are coming, or down the field, and he's doing a nice job of that.
Are you guys using him that way more this year than maybe last year, getting him out?
Yeah, probably early here we have. Later in the year we used him, but at this time last year probably not quite as much.
Rams, when I say Rams, what do you think of?
Well, I grew up with the Rams, I was a big L.A. Rams fan. And
who's your favorite player?
Deacon Jones and Merlin Olsen. Those were my guys right there. So, yeah.
How often did you get to the Coliseum, if at all?
I got there twice, actually. That's when I was doing that punt, pass, and kick. That
I don't want to go there.
don't really want to bring that up, but, yeah.
All righty. Thank you.